Hi, my name is Kendall, and I'm 11th grader at Juanita Sanchez Educational Complex.
16-year-old Kendall Hall lives in Providence, and in addition to being a high school student, she advocates for a larger student voice in the debate over education as a member of the group Young Voices. Hall says if she could change one thing at her high school right now, it would be to focus each class on students.
Because in my school, a lot of the teachers just kind of, you know, stand up on the board and they teach to you. And it'd be better if, you know, the curriculum was more personalized, so that students actually know what they're learning and actually like learning about what they're learning.
My name is Sheilin Sansusi. I'm an active member of Young Voices, and I am a 10th grader at Classical High School. To add on to what Kendall said, I feel like right now, with the whole teacher lecturing and students taking notes and listening, kids can't really express their own ideas and opinions. Versus if students were able to work in groups, like in the real world, in the workforce, then not only will learning be more fun, but it will also be geared towards the 21st century.
So wait, you never get to do group work or presentations?
Rarely, but it's mostly just, you know, textbook reading or, you know, doing math problems or not really communicating.
16-year-old Diane Gonzalez finds it difficult just to get to school sometimes. Gonzalez is a junior at Central High School and a member of the Providence Student Union, which has been pushing the district to provide busing for more students. Gonzalez says that would go a long way toward reducing tardiness and missed school days.
Last year, I had a lot of them because most of the time, I couldn't find a way to get to school, and I would rather stay at home than to walk in that snow. You know, it was pretty dangerous.
What do you think Rhode Island needs from the next commissioner of education? You spoke to the governor about that issue recently. What was your message for her?
So at the end of the meeting, they said something, oh, can you say an adjective that you'd like your commissioner to have? And I said, risk taker. I'd like him or her not to be afraid to fight with us or for us.
Okay, this is Kendall. And I think that another issue that we need to work on, the commission needs to do, is also update our technology in our schools. Because, you know, in my class, we are supposed to, like, type up all these papers and do all these projects, but we have all these outdated, you know, devices. And the computers, I remember we had to take standardized tests, and actually the computer itself, when I got to almost finishing it, it crashed. So it really impacts our learning when, you know, we have this technology that's not up to date, it's not up to speed.
I'm speaking with 16-year-old Kendall Hall from Juanita Sanchez High School, 15-year-old Sheilin Sansusi from Classical High School, and 16-year-old Diane Gonzalez from Central High School. They're members of the groups Young Voices and the Providence Student Union. What do you see as the biggest barriers to getting more students not only to finish high school but to go on to some kind of college or career training?
This is Diane, and I guess students are not interested to go to school. I mean, that's the problem in my school, because, like, you get 4 classes. You don't get to choose them. Even some of your electives, you cannot choose. Like, I'm in high school now. I'm going to become more responsible. I can choose my classes. I feel like if students have the power to do that, they'd be more interested to come to school.
So this is Kendall. When you finally become interested in the subject that you're learning, you want to move on to higher education. You want to actually study that. And in my school, I know that a lot of kids come just because they have to. And you get the grade because, you know, if you go home and you have a report card with a bad grade, you're going to get in trouble. There's no reason for you personally to want to do it. Recently, I went to a company called Lexion, and I got to learn about how they manufacture drugs and how it gets approved by the FDA. And so that's a real life situation where I can go to college and be like, you know, I know how to do this. Not only do I know how to do it, I'm interested in it. So something that, you know, you learn outside the little box in your school, and you actually know how you can affect the world.
You and your friends have started taking the new PARC test. So I'm curious, what do you think so far?
This is Sheilin. And about the PARC test, I think my peers and I would agree that it takes away a lot of class time. The PARC testing is a 2-hour block in the morning. The schedule gets all mixed up. And, you know, if we're in the middle of a project, it gets delayed. So honestly, I feel like this testing has just been sort of like a nuisance. It's interrupting the learning process.
Do you find it to be more disruptive than the prior test, the NECAP, that you used to take?
This is Kendall. And NECAP, you know, scheduling wise, would only take like 2 days out of a week. and there's only one grade taking it, so it was only affected by one grade. But now Park in my school, it takes a whole month. And I actually don't know what my schedule is tomorrow because I don't remember. And it's like, it's crazy.
State education officials, including our current education commissioner, Deborah Gist, have argued that the Park test is important, that it will provide us important information about you for your teachers and for the state to understand how we're doing as a state. They say it'll provide more specific information about individual students, and that's part of the reason why they believe it's a better test. I'm curious how you would respond to that.
I believe that Park is just another excuse.
And this is Diane speaking.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just another excuse to test how smart a child is when it shouldn't be that way at all. I'm actually one of the students that's good with tests, so it wouldn't bother me. But I see a lot of people that's messing up with their head, and they can have straight A's, but when it comes to taking a test, they get so nervous and they fail it. The governor said we all need to take tests in life, of course, but this is not the right test.
Well, 16-year-old Diane Gonzalez from Central High School, 15-year-old Shelyn Sanssouci from Classical High School, and 16-year-old Kendall Hall from Juanita Sanchez High School, all in Providence. Also members of the group Young Voices and Providence Student Union. Thank you all so much for speaking with me.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.